Welcome to the Air Force Agency in Focus, sponsored by Leidos.
Hello, and welcome to today's program. I'm Eric White. The Air Force is changing the amount of time its training leaders spend as teachers and away from their occupational and operational specialties. Trainers are now required to only spend 3 years on duty. Federal News Network Scott Massioni spoke with 2nd Air Force Commander Major General Timothy Leahy and Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass about the change.
We heard loud and clear from our instructors and our military training leaders the challenges that they have in their day-to-day business. While it's a value-added experience that they're going through, it comes with the challenges of, you know, having a certain amount of airmen assigned to them and just the continual train of training and so forth. So we listen to them in terms of how much the special duty job puts on them, and with that and discussions with the career field managers and things like that, we decided that the prime amount of time that we're looking for when it comes to special duty assignment for those specific targeted DSCs is really 3 years. And so it was a big win to make that happen for our airmen.
What does the change in tour mean for airmen's families and for their careers?
So real quick, here's one thing that I do think is important to note, that while we adjusted the tour length to 3 years, it's 3 years with an opportunity to extend. And so that's an important thing to do. You know, we've lessened the time from 4 years with an opportunity to extend to 3 years with an opportunity to extend. We think that for the member and their families, this is a win because, you know, one, the stressors of that accompany the job, you know, will be perhaps, you know, lessened to the amount of it just being the 3 years. From an Air Force readiness standpoint, it's a win because those members get back to their operational duties quicker, faster, with the skill sets that they've learned throughout that special duty. So from that aspect, both the operational piece and the readiness piece that the Air Force gains back by rotating members through a special duty for just 3 years is a lot better. And then from a family aspect, again, as I mentioned, I think it's a win because we put a lot and ask a lot of these members, whether they're an instructor or MTL, and, you know, to lessen that for about a year is a win for that family member.
I think the essence of what your question is comes back to, you know, where are we trying to go as an Air Force? And General Goldfein talks about making the squadron the center of our Air Force, elements. You know, from the squadron comes all power of our Air Force. So that squadron, that operational squadron, is a key touchstone in maintaining airmen, preparing airmen, and having airmen focused on the mission. So the 3-year tour does a few things, but a part of that was to look at how do we restore that balance between that operational readiness and lethality of our Air Force and the ability to take a professional development assignment, which challenges you to do something different, which is always good to challenge the mind to do something different, gives you a little bit of a break from that operational tempo, which has been, you know, pretty, you know, significant since we've been at combat now for, you know, 18 years. And so it's that right mix is where we saw it. And that comes from really talking to our airmen, talking to our career field managers, which are looking at how they move a specific, you know, AFSC through the system and how much time out of their operational mission can we allow them to have and not lose that edge. And at that same time, make sure, because we're talking about staff sergeants, tech sergeants, master sergeants, in some cases, senior master sergeants, that are that critical knowledge base of our Air Force, as we refer to our 5 and 7 levels, that really understand how to make that mission happen. So too much time away deprives the operational squadrons of that really needed expertise, and at the same time wants to get them back in there so that they don't lose that critical skill and have to sort of relearn. And in some aspects for the staff sergeants, maybe even tech sergeants, that they start to lose a little bit of their ability to progress through that operational system because they've been away from their core duty for maybe a little bit too long. So 3 years looks like the right mix of time away, professionally developing them, challenge them to be on more on the leadership side of the house, and then bring that leadership skill back to the operational squadron where they fine-tune that, and now bring it back to where we're trying to make that operational squadron that most critical, you know, combat building block of our Air Force.
Why is it so important to do these changes for this specific occupation compared to the tons of other Air Force specialties out there?
Well, the really simple answer is because these are the ones that Second Air Force oversees.
Right.
And we talk to our airmen and ask them where are they? Do they think that 4 years is too long? Do they think that 4 years is too little? Where would be that right mix? And we really listened to our airmen that said, hey, at about 3 years, we really start to feel a little bit like we're losing the focus that we had when we came in. Not to overplay the term, but it's a little bit of a 24/7 kind of responsibility. They're always on call. They're always ready to step in. If there's a problem in the unit that they're pushing through training, they're going to be there. They're going to be there to assist, to help, to make sure everything's going right. So it's, you know, it puts a lot of, stress on that balance between work and family life. So 3 years is about the right time frame. Now, does that mean, you know, as you've hinted to, well, are there other AFSCs or other jobs that are Air Force that are longer than 3 years? Well, the answer is yes. And, you know, one of the strengths of the United States Air Force, I would argue the United States military in general, is that we pay attention to lessons learned. So we will gather the lessons learned from what's the benefit of a 3 year versus 4 year tour. And if that is a best practice and we really see that's making a significant difference, then our Air Force will probably look to adopt that across other career fields and other positions and other jobs. But the simple reality is these were the ones that Second Air Force specifically oversaw. And so we're just taking responsibility for the area that we oversee working with our airmen. It doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense for the rest of the Air Force. It doesn't mean that it makes sense for the rest of the Air Force. But we'll capture those lessons learned, and we'll make sure the whole Air Force gets to see them. And if it is the right answer, then it will most likely be looked at to adopt across the rest of the Air Force.
The training environment is unique. And so within Second Air Force, 93% of all airmen serving in today's Air Force comes through Second Air Force. And so if you take that from a perspective of trainees coming into our Air Force, first CR MTIs, you know, the first AFSC that is seeing the impacts of this. And as the general alluded to, you know, it is a 24/7 job. And when you look at how much responsibility they have to get these citizens that are coming from all walks of life in America and try to help develop them and mold them into the airmen that we need, it is, you know, a big deal. And so we've got to pour into that group of people. And then they pass the baton off to the next echelon of training, which is our tech training organizations, where our MTLs, in partnership with our tech training instructors, really have the charge of growing that airman into whatever their functional expertise is. And again, we're not talking small numbers here. So I don't know too many AFSCs that are single-handedly responsible for 40 to 50, upwards of 120 trainees in their charge. And so to that end, a 24-hour job of growing the airmen that we need for the Air Force that we need. And that is why these AFSCs, MTIs first, MTLs, tech training instructors, and then our PME instructors fall in line as well.
That was 2nd Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass and Commander Major General Timothy Leahy. Up next, hear more details about the radical training change from an Air Force training leader. I'm Eric White.
Oh.
Artificial intelligence is often portrayed as a magic wand that will solve everything. But in reality, unlocking the power of AI comes from looking beyond the hype and focusing on thoughtful and realistic problem solving. At Leidos, we're focused on helping our customers adopt AI and machine learning tools with solutions that solve real problems. With a deep understanding of our customers, we're creating reliable, resilient, and secure solutions that look beyond the hype. Learn more at Leidos.com/AI.
Big changes are on the runway for Air Force trainers, the people essential to keeping the Air Force in the air. The Air Force recently cut the tour of duty for its trainers from 4 years to three. Brass thinks it will improve the home life of airmen and keep them sharp. Federal News Network Scott Massioni spoke with military training leader Staff Sergeant Caitlin Younce about her experience as a trainer. But first, we hear from 2nd Air Force Commander Major General Timothy Leahy and Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass talk about how they reached out to airmen before making the change.
We have a military training office here in 2nd Air Force, and so they sent out surveys to our airmen, and in those surveys, you know, the questions deliberately written out really to ask them about their experiences as an MTI and or MTL. And so from those, from the data points that we got back, we had very candid feedback from our airmen sharing the unanimously, you know, they benefited from a special duty assignment. But with that, we heard loud and clear the challenges that they shared that they had, which is some of them expressed challenges with, hey, I feel like I'm disconnected from my career field and I'm losing my operational edge. Two, this duty is putting a hardship on my family, whether they, you know, are a single parent, dual military, or whether they have a, you know, family member who works. The challenges were loud and clear in those surveys. To accompany, you know, me and the boss are around talking to our airmen often at all of their different installations, and when they come up to us and share with us how much they love their job, but man, you know, it does take its toll. We heard it verbally from them as well.
How are you going to be listening for future issues and creating those lessons learned that the general was talking about?
So Scott, this is General Leahy. So the exact same way the chief just talked about, we're asking our airmen and pulsing our airmen, our MTIs, our MTLs, our academic instructors, on a reoccurring basis, you know, every time they, you know, depart the unit, every time they come in halfway through, almost a near real-time basis, we're constantly asking them. So part of that is just continuing that same process. The other part of that is back to that balance that we talked about is also talking with the career field managers who are in charge of taking these AFSCs and overseeing them throughout our Air Force. And asking them, hey, what's the right time frame? How much do you feel you can give this 5 or 7 level without it impacting the operational readiness of the squadron? How much of each expertise is lost when they're out of that career field for 3 or 4 or longer? Because it'll, you know, pick cyber for instance. I mean, you know, as we all know, you know, the Moore's Law, every 18 months, you can increase the processing capacity. We could debate if that's going to sustain itself through in perpetuity, but the changes are pretty, you know, dynamic. And if you haven't been in that operational world for a while and you show back up, you feel like you're a little bit behind step, you've missed a little bit, and it's hard to slide back in as that 5 or 7 level or that NCO that's really going to be out there helping lead the forces. And to lead the forces, our NCO Corps needs to be an expert in what they're doing. So it's really that balance. So it's working with the operational units, asking them, hey, is this about the right time frame? Working with those that are in the DSC positions here, is this about the right time frame? And then we'll also watch because, you know, as the chief hit on, it's a 3-year tour, but the ability to extend. And we'll pay attention to that. And how many people are asking to extend another year or two? Why and what does the career field feel? Is that value added or is that negative? So we'll continue to look at that if you will, that yin and yang of is 3 years the right time And if the answer is no, then we'll readdress it. But based on everything we've heard to date, we think 4 years wasn't the right answer, and 3 years was more apropos to meet that critical balance that we talked about earlier.
Sergeant Yaus, could you tell us a little bit about your experience as a trainer and what you've gone through?
I've been an MTL currently since February. It's a little bit different for me because I am single and I don't have a family or kids or anything, but it is definitely very demanding, more so, I believe, for where I'm at, because we do have such a large number of airmen. Where our location is, we're three squadrons in the same building. So at any given time, we have upwards of about 950 airmen among the three squadrons. The squadron that I'm in specifically has the most amount with the most medical AFSCs. It is a very demanding job, like Chief and the General said, as far as with our hours. And I believe from my peers, that's really what's affected with them because of their families. Our shifts range anywhere between about 9 to 10 hours a day. We work weekends. It's a 24-hour job, overnight shifts, and things are constantly changing. So in order to be there for our airmen, it takes a lot from us. I know that we all love our job, but the concerns from my peers speaking since the subject came apart was more so what was already been said as far as being away from your career field for a certain amount of time, whether that includes promotion or making sure that you're really still relevant whenever you get back and you're still able to give back to the fight in that aspect.
Have you found that any of your skills have deteriorated or that you are worried about the possible deterioration of skills now that you've been on this tour for a while?
Personally, so I'm security forces by trade. I was already working towards doing the IPAP program that is at Fort Sam prior to being vectored for this assignment, which is an enlisted to commissioning program to become a physician's assistant. So for me personally, it was a perfect opportunity because I am here and I'm able to submit a package for that program while I'm here. Personally, I don't think so. I have goals that don't necessarily include me going back to my career field if that's the route that I do take. So I will be choosing the four-year option because I had already planned out that goal to commission within my 4 years. But I don't think necessarily that it has at this point. I know that I have other peers that are MTIs within my career field and other instructors that do see that, not necessarily as a bad thing, like it's not adding to their career, but for example, I have a friend that started being a military training instructor the same time I became an MTL, and she voices the same concerns as far as promotion to master sergeant and still being able to promote and excel through our career field and give back in that aspect of her rank. So that is a concern of hers to do the 3 years. I don't think, like I said, personally, that it takes away, but I know that I come from specific missions within my career field that do take a lot of job knowledge and a lot of things to keep up with. And I do think that if my plan later on would be to go back to my career field, that it would be difficult to have to, you know, regain that knowledge and get back in the fight, so to speak, to be able to help those airmen coming in.
Air Force Training Leader Staff Sergeant Caitlin Younts speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. You also heard from 2nd Air Force Commander Major General Timothy Leahy and Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass. Bass and Leahy wrap things up for us after another quick break. I'm Eric White.
Artificial intelligence is often portrayed as a magic wand that will solve everything. But in reality, unlocking the power of AI comes from looking beyond the hype and focusing on thoughtful and realistic problem solving. At Leidos, we're focused on helping our customers adopt AI and machine learning tools with solutions that solve real problems. With a deep understanding of our customers, we're creating reliable, resilient, and secure solutions that look beyond the hype. Learn more at Leidos.com/AI.
We continue our interview with 2nd Air Force Commander Major General Timothy Leahy and Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass, speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni.
How do you think this is going to improve the leadership within the branch?
The news of changing the tour lengths for this is just part of the effort to help us grow strong leaders in these targeted AFSCs. You know, so this, we don't feel like we just changed the world by doing this simple personnel action of changing tour length, but I do think that it helps in the grander scheme of things of just managing talent within the Air Force, and also helping to attract certain airmen to an AFSC when they can be gone for 3 years versus the four. Again, a win from a career field manager standpoint and a win to the airmen. And when you look at the demands that are put on people like Sergeant Yan, I mean, our trainers, and this goes back to your question, why these AFSCs? So these people who are directly touching trainees and airmen are in the eyes of these airmen and trainees, they're a supervisor. These people are financial advisors. They're physical trainers. They are mentors. They are your moms and dads, you know, so our MTIs and MTLs are all those things to this airman who is in their first year or two into training. And so a very demanding job that we can't overemphasize enough. And pushing the tour lengths from 4 years to 3 years is simply allowing the Air Force and our airmen flexibility to be able to manage their lives and their careers. And ultimately, when it comes to retention, you know, if you have a happy airman, if you have happy families, this all adds to that piece. And so from that aspect, I think it's a win for our airmen and our Air Force. And so, sir.
Yeah, Scott, simply put, the reason the United States Air Force is the envy of the world is because we grow leaders at every single rank. And we take that to heart. And that means that when we turn to our leaders of every rank and ask them, how do we make a better Air Force? How do we make a more lethal and ready Air Force? How do we make an Air Force that is so dominant that no one in the world would ever want to challenge us, and ergo we meet our primary job of deterring war, and if we fail at deterring, we fight and win wars. And that's by listening to our people, which means in our case, listening to our airmen. And the essence of why are we doing this? Because we listen to our airmen. Our airmen told us what they needed to be more capable, more lethal, more ready, and help us produce a better Air Force. So we listen to them, and we're taking their actions to heart. And we'll continue to listen to our airmen on every aspect. And that's what makes the United States Air Force so capable, is we are constantly changing based on the expertise of our people that are doing the job. And we listen to what they tell us, and we move out.
That's Second Air Force Commander Major General Timothy Leahy, along with Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass, speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. You can find this entire interview online. Head to federalnewsnetwork.com, search Agency in Focus. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to the Air Force Agency in Focus, sponsored by Leidos on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Artificial intelligence is often portrayed as a magic wand that will solve everything. But in reality, unlocking the power of AI comes from looking beyond the hype and focusing on thoughtful and realistic problem solving. At Leidos, we're focused on helping our customers adopt AI and machine learning tools with solutions that solve real problems. With a deep understanding of our customers, we're creating reliable, resilient, and secure solutions that look beyond the hype. Learn more at Leidos.com/AI.